From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Hi, and welcome to So You Think You Can Dance, the podcast on NewsOK.com. I'm Yvette Walker with The Oklahoman, and with me in the studio today is...
Lisa Potts. Hi, everybody.
Well, we're just going to lead off because I just got some shocking, shocking news that Lisa just told me. I can't even talk. Lisa, go.
Sorry, Yvette. I sort of rained on her Friday, I guess. But if you haven't heard the news, on Wednesday night, Mia twittered on her Twitter account that she has resigned the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Shocking.
It is shocking.
Well, Mia has been with the show since day one. So here's what she said. I am officially an adoring fan of So You Think You Can Dance. Thank you for 5 wonderful years. To create moments and movement for the world to share with me was a gift. Thank you, and I look forward to what's ahead for me. Look out, world.
Yeah.
And then Nigel, I guess some news stations, you know, some different news places contacted him and asked him for some kind of a response. And he just said, she knows she is always welcome to return later this season or next. She's chosen to move on to new challenges, and we will continue to support her and wish her all the best.
And you have a theory.
I do have a theory. I think after 5 seasons, Mia was ready to sort of explore some other options. And I think someone came to her and offered her some great opportunity to do something dance-wise, of course. And I think that's what she's doing because she mentions what's next for her. Mm-hmm. Nigel says she's chosen to move on to new challenges. And so I think there's something else she's about to do. And she decided she had to pick one or the other. And she thought, well, I've been with So You Think You Can Dance for 5 years, so it's time to move on and try something new.
I can't wait to hear what it is, but I can't imagine a show that will give her greater exposure. And it's not just, say, for example, she choreographs some wonderful movie or show. She's not in front of the camera anymore. I mean, see, with So You Think You Can Dance, she was both behind the camera and in front of the camera. I think she enjoyed being in front of the camera from what I could tell. She doesn't seem like she's an introvert. So I just don't know what she could do. Maybe she'll make a ton more money, but I don't know what she could do that could give her more exposure. So I'm very curious.
But I don't know that she could have any more exposure than she's already gotten.
Yeah.
So where is there to go from here?
Right.
They've already made Adam Shankman the 3rd permanent judge.
So think maybe she left because they didn't make her the 3rd permanent judge?
I wonder. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, at first I thought it was Shankman until I started thinking about, well, you know, another opportunity may have come up and she thought it's ready to, you know, it's time to move on.
Is Shankman a judge that's been on all 5 seasons as well?
No. No. Oh, he just started, what, season 4, I think?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is sort of surprising when you consider she was a part of the audition process for this season,
right,
plus part of Vegas.
Right.
And then now they just held the top 20 selection, and she's resigned shortly after that.
Yeah, so she basically, her imprint has been on this show, basically the very makeup of this show, because she helped decide who the top 20 is, and now she's gone.
Yeah. Now she's gone. So who's going to take her place in terms of contemporary? Travis Wall has already announced he's choreographing for the Top 20 show.
Okay.
So they'll bring him in. I wonder if they'll have Tice doing more choreography, because he was mainly Broadway before.
That's right.
And they've sort of taken him away from contemporary. So he might do some more contemporary. Stacey Tookie from Canada, So You Think You Could Dance Canada, has done a fantastic job there. And she did 1 or 2 routines for the show last season here in America.
Hmm.
So they may bring her in for a couple more. So they may just fill the void with some of the existing ones. But who knows? Maybe it opens the door for someone new.
Well, thanks for pointing out that Mia does contemporary, and they need to fill that hole. Because in my mind, I'm just thinking, who becomes the phenomenon that was Mia Michaels?
True.
And frankly, they've won many Emmys for this show. Have all of them been Mia's dance?
No.
Or most
no,
of
there
them?
Have been others. But I'm guessing she's been nominated probably every year
for
an Emmy Award.
And she,
if not won it.
Certainly. And she has a presence of all the judges. And I don't really include Mary Murphy in this, you know, because she and Nigel are kind of, you know, outside of what I'm talking about. But as far as the other judges, she has the presence, and I just don't know who's going to replace that. Now, I was mentioning to you before the show, I love Nappy Tabs, Napoleon and Tabitha. They are not contemporary, but they have some kind of a vibe that makes me, that reminds me of Mia. It's just always really, really interesting, unexpected, unusual. The dances I look forward to always are Mia's dances and Nappy Tab's dances. So as far as that kind of thing, I think as long as they don't go anywhere, I'll just be crushed.
They've gained a lot of notoriety in the last 2 years.
They have. Well, they're wonderful. They're, to me,
everybody is sort of like Tice Shane too. Sparks. Who?
Exactly. I love Tice as well, but Tice, Broadway's not my favorite routine.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see Tice do more contemporary.
Oh, and I think he does some beautiful choreography.
Yeah, he very well may, you know, rise to the Mia, because he certainly has the presence that Mia has.
Yes, yes.
And Adam does too, but it's, I don't know, it's a little different to me.
Yeah.
But I'm very sad to hear the news.
Yeah, the choreographers need to have some kind of presence and personality.
Absolutely.
Behind the scenes when they're training the dancers in the studio. I don't know that we'll even have any guest judges anymore. It may just be the three of them now, and we won't see any of the rest of the choreographers on the judging panel. So the only time we would see that personality is in the studio when they're teaching the routines.
Has Debbie Allen actually taught a routine?
No.
No, she's just only been a guest judge.
Only been
judge. Curious to see what they do with her.
True.
Mm-hmm. We haven't really seen her. I mean, she's there kind of because, you know, it's old school, and she helped bring dance as far as popularity to where it is today. I mean, she was one of many who helped, and so that's why she's there. But really, will they utilize her more? And is she ready for that?
Is she available?
Is she available? That's right.
I mean, I don't know what all she has going on, but I think Nigel would probably love to have her around.
Yeah. Well, she did actually mention Twitter or Facebook? I think it might have been Facebook, that she wanted people from the press to contact her, and I did for us, because she wanted to have press contacts to make sure she gets some information out, and I don't know what the information is. So she's got something coming up. I'd be curious to see what that is.
Is she part of the Dizzy Feet Foundation too?
I know she has her own school and foundation, and we know that from season 4.
Okay.
Where we saw Will.
Oh, yes,
so,
yes.
And, yeah, so we know that she has her own thing going on. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, do we want to talk about anything that happened during Vegas?
I don't know. I'm just so upset. Actually, two. There's two young men in my mind that just really stood out. I'm probably for you as well.
Probably.
That I think we... One young man who dances contemporary, we knew looked great from the beginning. And then one young man who's a crumper, who this was the first time a crumper was moved through to Vegas, and certainly through to as far as he's gone now.
Yeah.
And he has done very well. So you want to talk about them for a minute?
Sure. The crumper is Russell Ferguson. That's mm-hmm. his name. And you're right. He's the first one to have made it through to Vegas. And he made it through to the top 38 we saw there at the end.
He's great. And they, you know, at one point they asked him to step forward after a particular routine, and they asked what training he'd had.
Yes.
And I began to wonder, ooh, are they going to kind of diss him or something?
Yeah,
it was a scary moment.
When he was dancing that jazz routine, and I think last week, it was the ballroom last week, wasn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my gosh, he has to have had some other kind of training, because mm-hmm. he moves so smoothly.
He really does.
So well. He really has control of his body. And gosh, it shocked me that he said he had no other training.
That's what he said. And I think he was, you know, because he also didn't know where they were going. I think he was trying to say, well, you know, I just do what I do, and I, you know, you give it to me. I think he was trying to tell them or show them, no, it's okay. I don't have any training, but I'm really going to do well. And that's not even what they were concerned about.
I'm going to try my hardest.
Yeah, exactly.
Please don't hold it against me that I don't have any training.
Yes. Yes, you know, they have talked about their you know, shock and surprise, and pleasantly so, that he has done so well. They've talked about that the last, you know, couple of mm-hmm. times when we've seen him.
Yes.
And he just continues to do well. He will be in the top 20. I will just be very, very surprised. Of course, you know, with the Mia thing, who saw that coming? But I would be very surprised if he did not make the top 20.
For him to be the first crumper to make it through to Vegas, mm-hmm. and then to still be in there through to the top 38, they're going to say, we have to have him exactly. in the top 20 just so we can say we have had a crumper in there. And he deserves it.
He deserves it. And you know they were thinking, I hope this boy does well. I really hope he does well because it would be great to have a crumper. But I don't think they'd push someone through who wasn't ready and who wasn't qualified. Mm-hmm. But you know they were just probably just licking their chops going, I hope he's going to do well. And he has. He's done really, really well.
That's true.
And he has personality. He's fun to watch.
And I heard that the judges are focusing a little bit more on personality this
yes.
time around.
Yes.
Because they saw, for example, we'll use Kayla from last season.
Mm-hmm.
We really didn't see that much personality from her, even though she was an amazing dancer,
That's
if
right.
not one of or the best dancer on there last season. But her personality just didn't come across, and she came in fourth. But the other dancer you were mentioning that was contemporary, is that mm-hmm. Billy Bell?
Yeah, Billy Bell.
Okay, yeah, we have seen him a few times. Actually, I'm surprised we've seen more of him than we have of Jacob Carr, who has a huge online following right now. They say he's amazing. And I don't know, maybe it's just that the producers know Jacob already has that following, so let's help Billy a little bit and beef him up some. But you're right, he's the one that Adam Shankman was crying over, wasn't he?
He was boo-hooing big time. Yeah, he just and not only was he crying, his mic was on, so he was sniffling and crying while the boy was trying to dance. It's like, turn off your mic, guy.
Oh, Adam, he's a character.
He is. Jeez. But Billy is so his. You know, I was wondering how I was going to say this today without sounding crazy, but his body is so beautiful to watch. It is so flexible. He's very young, isn't he?
Oh, he sure looks very young.
He looks young, but he is just a joy to watch.
Yeah.
He really, really is.
He's a beautiful dancer.
Mm-hmm,
beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw a lot of other great dancers like Legacy, who also cried like a baby
yes.
after doing Mia's choreography.
Yes.
Legacy is he hip hop?
I don't know.
Break dancer or something like that?
I'm not sure, but he had been on before in previous seasons.
And he made it through. He's sort of barely skating through, so mm-hmm. we'll see how he does.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were still a couple tap dancers in there. Did you notice
yes,
them?
Yes, Bianca.
Yes.
Bianca's still in there. I'm pulling for her.
And I noticed another one or two tap dancing guys, too, that
really?
Were still
okay.
in the top 38.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, the gentleman you just mentioned, Jacob Carr, now which one is he?
He's a contemporary dancer.
He's not the one married to Ashley.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Married in real life? No.
Okay.
Apparently, last year's winner, Janine Mason, and Jacob Carr have a really close personal friendship.
Oh, okay.
So, before the show, I think they were both at the same studio.
Mm-hmm.
They've been at national competitions together, so
mm-hmm.
they have a really close friendship.
Okay, very good.
So.
And the gentleman I'm thinking about, the married couple?
Yes.
They're both still in?
Ryan and Ashley DeLillo, I think
that's
was their
right.
name.
Yeah.
And yes, they
yes.
both.
She's squeaking by. They love him.
Yes.
And boy, does he good to look at.
She finally stood out to them in the Broadway
yes,
round.
Yes, she did. Yes, uh-huh. And I thought she did look good.
Yes, she mm-hmm. did. And he looked great.
Yes, he did.
In every way.
Yes, he did. I mean, the ladies on the panel and Adam were both... We're both clapping and smiling. Now, I think it's going to be a great season. I think it's going to be fun.
Yes.
With them focusing on personality, means I think we'll have a great show.
I hope so.
As far as showmanship is concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think it'll be really diverse, too.
Yeah.
As far as the dance styles.
Yeah.
And the people that they have on there.
I mean, so often it's been heavily weighted towards contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
I think we may see a few more styles thrown in there this year. You know, we've
great.
Got tap, we've got a crumper,
yep.
we've got, you know, a couple others we mm-hmm. just haven't seen as many of. So
no Russian folk dancing?
Gosh, I hope not. Will we see our first married couple, you know?
Maybe.
So
yeah,
that would be
yeah.
interesting.
A lot of firsts. It may be the married couple, maybe the crumper. I think most definitely the crumper, but we'll see.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's another hip-hop gentleman, the guy with the braids. He's still in the top 38, I'm almost positive.
Okay, I can't think of who that is, but...
African-American gentleman, braids, uh-huh. very muscular, but lean and muscular.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's still in the top 38. Yeah. So anyway, we will see. I think it's going to be a really good season.
So next week on Wednesday, we've got the top 20 selection.
Mm-hmm.
And then the week after that, Monday the 26th, is when we have our top 20 special.
Okay.
Where they're going to introduce all the dancers and we get to see all of them dance before any competition starts.
That's a great idea. I'm glad they're doing it.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on Monday the 26th. And then the following day is the top 20 performances on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday is when someone goes home.
Okay, well, we've started. Well, not quite yet. They have to be in the top 20, but we're almost there. We're almost there. So, well, great. I'm looking forward to this. Things will be a great season. So, listeners, we'll talk to you next week, and we'll see who is picked for the top 20. See you later.